In Berkeley, I'm Dennis Bernstein. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. And we turn our attention back to Mexico, where there is now being celebrated the 16th anniversary of the Zapatista uprising in Chiapas. We're going to follow that, and we're going to take a look tomorrow, an in-depth look at more issues that have to do with Mexico and the border with John Ross. But we're delighted to be joined by our special correspondent, Alejandro Reyes. He joins us from, are you in Mexico City or are you still in Chiapas?
I'm still in Chiapas, in San Cristobal de las Casas.
For people who have never been, and I know you're cold there, I'd appreciate that you join us, Alejandro, and Happy New Year and all that stuff.
Happy New Year to you.
Tell people about Chiapas. What is the history? What led to this rebellion?
It's a long history that has to do with the terrible conditions in which indigenous people have lived in Mexico and in the Americas, not only in terms of economic conditions, but also in terms of the constant humiliation that they have suffered. It's basically, what we have is the impositionalization over another and a five-century attempt to eliminate one civilization in one way or another, whether it be through poverty and misery or through destroying what it is that makes people indigenous people. And so the state of Chiapas is the poorest state in Mexico. It has a lot of similarities, in fact, with Guatemala. There are mountainous regions, jungle regions, and coastal regions. And in this setting, in 1983, a small group of rebels, so six people, went into the jungle and began organizing. It took 10 years for them to organize with the indigenous peoples of the jungles through a very interesting process of exchange of ideas between what there was, which was a Maoist, a traditional Marxist, guerrilla-focused idea, with the ideas of indigenous forms of organization and participatory democracy and the assembly as a means of deciding things. And so these original Zapatistas were very intelligent in listening to what the indigenous people had to say and realizing they had been resisting for 500 years and that they did not need a vanguard to lead them or to illuminate them. And in that sense, this is how this very revolutionary idea of the Zapatistas comes out, which is that we don't need a vanguard and we don't need to take power to change the world. Take power, in other words, take the power from above. But that what we need is an insurrection from below. And only from below will we be able to change the system. After 10 years of organization, in January 1st, 1994, they came out and took several cities, including the city where I'm here right now, the old capital of the state, San Cristobal de las Casas, colonial city, very conservative, very racist. Took seven cities and basically shocked the world with the possibility of an indigenous uprising with such interesting alternative, different characteristics. And this led to, this inspired many anti-systemic movements. The Zapatista movement very soon became sort of the first pacifist guerrilla, if you like, in the sense that they put aside their weapons, they're still armed, they don't use them, and began a process of dialogue with not only the government, but especially with civil society in Mexico and in the world. And so they invented a new politics, where politics takes place through dialogue and through interchange, and by constructing networks of people who are resisting down from below the idea of changing the world. And so what we have here these last 4 days, we had an international seminar of reflection and analysis to try to think of what kinds of things we can do in the context of a world that is going through a tremendous crisis. And so it united a large number of intellectuals, mostly from Mexico, but also from other countries, people like Pablo González Casanova, Luis Villoro, Gustavo Esteva, Walter Mignolo, Corinne Kumar, who was the founder of the Women's Courts
All right, let me jump in there. We're speaking with Alejandro Reyes. The line is a little bit shaky, but we're delighted to have the opportunity and very lucky to have the opportunity to speak with Alejandro Reyes, our special correspondent, who was talking to us from Chiapas. This is 16 years after the Zapatista uprising. We're talking about a gathering once again to determine what the impact has been and where this kind of grassroots revolution goes. Were there any crucial points? Was there a document? Was there some kind of declaration or people trying to create a structure that can be understood and followed in other parts of the country?
Yes, well, certainly there's, on one hand, there's all the audios of the presentations are available at Radio Zapatista, www.radiozapatista.org. And this event was actually in commemoration. Well, it was the presentation of a book of a previous similar colloquium that took place in December 2007. That colloquium was organized in memory of a French sociologist and activist, Andrés Aubry, who lived in Chiapas since 1973, did a tremendous amount of work, both theoretical, intellectual, as well as with direct action with indigenous communities of Chiapas. He died on September 20th of 2007, so that December colloquium was organized, and in that colloquium also a very large number of world-renowned intellectuals came to debate similar questions. A book was published, including Subcomandante Marcos's words at that time, and that book was being presented this time. So it was sort of a dual celebration, homage to him, and celebration of the 16 years of the Zapatista uprising. I'm not sure if there will be a book on this particular colloquium, but there are certainly all the audios of the colloquium available at the webpage that I mentioned.
And if people want to understand more about the evolution and the battle that now exists. You say that what's going on inside Mexico is a disaster and a tragedy, and the economics of it are only going to get worse. Well, it's hard to imagine how bad it could be if you're indigenous living in Chiapas and you've been fighting off the army, trying to restrain them and develop your own land for your own purposes. It's hard to imagine it getting much worse. So I imagine people are thinking about solutions and how to move this out into the country. Finally, Alejandro Reyes, talking to us from Chiapas, Mexico, where do you see these meetings going? What would you like to see happen given the incredible difficulties facing Mexican people now? What do you see happening next, and what can the Zapatistas and this kind of meeting do to help people evolve and resist and change?
We're living a very, very difficult time. This is the famous 2010 that everybody has been talking about. Mexico had a war of independence in 1810, a war of revolution in 1910, and we're here again in a century later in 2010 in a moment of, like I said, unprecedented crisis, both political and economic and social, and there is sort of this expectation that the system will not be able to withstand this anymore. The economic system, certainly, but again also this state of permanent exception in which we live, in the inoperability of the legal system, the state as a manager of economic interests, and this transformation of the country into a huge market that is trying to disappear indigenous people and peasants, the drug mafias who are in different government interests and ruling through violence, the loss of respect for life, both human and the environment, the crisis of hope and development and democratic processes in international institutions. Anyway, in this context, it's really difficult to know where things are going, and we all have a sense of living in very, very dark times that are very explosive. I think it's impossible that the system will be able to continue this way without there being a social explosion. I think what these encounters do is they help us try to think of alternatives that avoid as much as possible violence as a means of rebellion, and help us unite efforts among all the people that are down below and that are being split in the system. Join efforts, create alternatives on the ground, create alternatives locally on our regions, and join efforts together globally. You know, this combination of on-the-ground immediate solutions and exchanges of solidarity among all of us who are struggling for a different world. So these are spaces for reflection that can perhaps avoid something that can be devastating and terribly deadly.
Again, Alejandro Reyes talking to us from Chiapas, Mexico. Give us that website again where people can hear the speeches and the discussion.
It is www.radiozapatista.org.
All right. We thank you very much for this very important information coming to us from Chiapas. The world doesn't pay much attention to what's going on there, but this is a crucial hotspot and an important moment in Mexican history, and we thank you for being there on the front lines, Alejandro, and reporting for us on Flashpoints.